بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the surah, Surah Al-Fajr, Allah has taken a number of qasams. And first of all, to that Allah, the Almighty, who is Al-Haqqul Mubin, who makes the truth manifest and known, Allah Ta'ala, who is the most truthful, so there is no need for Allah Ta'ala to take any qasams whatsoever. But the fact that it is Allah's kalam, first of all, that should be more than enough for any person who believes in Allah, that Allah, who is so great, whatever He says is absolute and is final. But then Allah Ta'ala takes qasam, so how much more greater aren't those words of Allah Ta'ala, and how important are not those words. Then Allah Ta'ala has not taken only one qasam yet, but a number of qasams. And Allah Ta'ala has taken the qasam of the time of Fajr, which is every day, the Layali Ashar, the 10 nights, that is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And how great, and 10 days qasams Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam. And then of the even numbers and the odd numbers, which as explained, which was about the number rakats of namaz, which are the even numbers and the odd numbers, Maghrib and Witr. And then also with the odd and even numbers, the 9th and 10th of Zulhijjah, how important they are. And also the odd numbers and even numbers of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and how valuable are those also. And then about the night, and in the night also commentators have said it refers to the Mi'raj of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was that great honor which Allah did not bestow upon anyone, any other Nabi also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was no doubt Kalimullah, Allah spoke to him. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Ruhullah, he gave life to the dead by the permission. And wherever these are referred to in the Quran, everywhere Allah says, bi-idhni, by the permission of Allah, by the permission of Allah. So nobody comes in a doubt that Isa alayhi salam himself had that power. But for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the great miraculous journey of Mi'raj, then in a little part of the night, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam traveled and finally met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after taking all these great, great qasams, Allah Ta'ala asked the question, هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمُ لِذِي حِجَرٍ. Hey, un cheezon ke qasam puri aqal mando ke waaste. In these things, for those people who have intelligence, for them there is a great lesson in this, that it will take immediate lesson from this, that Allah, He is so great, His kalam which is absolute, and then He takes so many qasams. So the people of intelligence will really ponder of what Allah is taking qasam, that is something very, very great. This is only the qasam so far that Allah has spoken about, and on what Allah is taking qasam, that is coming in front. And this is very similar, like in Surah Waqiyah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ, that Allah Ta'ala has taken there also qasam, and Allah says, if you knew, this qasam of mine is a very great thing. It's not an ordinary thing. Like some person, many people have got the habit on everything, they're just taking qasam. So that qasam doesn't even have any value by anyone, because all the time he's taking qasam. But somebody on some important matter, he takes a qasam who never takes a qasam, then we realize that is something important. But the qasam of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, for the man of intelligence, they will ponder in here and they will realize this is some very great qasam that Allah Ta'ala is taking. And as we had mentioned, this what Allah is discussing are for three main subjects in this surah on which Allah Ta'ala is taking these great, great qasams. The one is the punishment of the year after. But to take lesson from that, Allah gave how many nations punishment in this world? who are very strong and mighty, who are very intelligent, who are great business people, who are great farmers. But what? How Allah had destroyed them, and in this world, so we can take a lesson also, that to go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala is the most serious and dangerous things. Because if Allah takes a person to task, he stands no chance whatsoever. And then the other subject matter was that all conditions are from Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is poverty or prosperity, whether it is comfort or calamity, a person must be happy in all conditions. That it is from Allah, and he must accept it like that from Allah. And the third is, as far as mort is concerned, finally, what will be the condition of the non-believers? And for the righteous, Allah says, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, that soul that is completely at rest, what great enjoyment is there not for that soul. So on these things Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam, which are great subject matters, and which we should also ponder. And Allah says himself, for the people of intelligence, they will take this to note. Otherwise, many of us will just pass it off. Like, for example, now we'll get up and we'll forget everything about it. We haven't taken any notice of what it is like. It hasn't stirred any desire in us that we go home, take the Quran Sharif and see what are these customs which Allah has spoken about. And even tomorrow perhaps we will come back, we come back with a blank mind again. And then we are refreshed again, just for the few minutes that we sit here, and we forget about it again. So, but Allah says, for the people of intelligence, they will delve into us. They will go deep into it and see what Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam. May Allah make us conscious Muslims and take to heed whatever Allah Ta'ala is telling us, and prepare for the day of Akhirah, and not be fooled by this temporary world and by what is happening around us, but look at reality and work towards reality, inshallah.